Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates first edition of Seoul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam, says India is emerging as a global powerhouse and it requires energetic leaders in every sector. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge terms Seoul as another testament to Prime Minister Modi's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. Union Health Minister JP Nadda says out-of-pocket health expenditure has declined from 64% to around 39% in last 10 years. 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan to begin in New Delhi today. Indian biologist and wildlife conservationist Purnima Devi Barman named Woman of the Year by Time magazine. And in table tennis, Akash Pal and Poimanthi Baisya to clash with Chinese pair of Xu Fei and Han Fair in mixed doubles final of WTT Feeder Cappadocia in Turkey. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. Speaking after inaugurating the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership, Seoul Conclave, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to global complexities.
Nation building ke liye, vyakti nirman se rashtra nirman, jan se jagat, jan se jag. ये किसी भी ऊंचाई को प्राप्त करना है, विशालता को पाना है, तो आरंभ जन से ही शुरू होता है। हर क्षेत्र में बेहतरीन लीडर्स का डेवलपमेंट बहुत जरूरी है और समय की मांग है।
Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Seoul in creating world-class leadership. Mr. Modi said human resources play a major role in the development of a nation.
Swami Vivekananda ji, Bharat ko gulami se bahar nikal kar, Bharat ko transform karna chahte the. Aur unka vishwas tha ki agar 100 leaders unke paas ho, to wo भारत को आजादी नहीं बल्कि दुनिया का नंबर वन देश बना सकते हैं इसी मंत्र को लेकर हम सबको आगे बढ़ना है आज हर भारतीय 21वीं सदी के विकसित भारत के लिए काम कर रहा है ऐसे में हर सेक्टर में जीवन के हर पहलू में हमें उत्तम से उत्तम लीडरशिप की जरूरत है
The Prime Minister emphasized that steps must be taken to create a world-class governance and policy-making ecosystem by connecting with the global best practices. He added that establishment of the School of Ultimate Leadership is an important step towards the journey of Viksit Bharat. Speaking on this occasion, Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge said, it is yet another testament to Prime Minister Modi's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. He said India is poised to become the Viksit Bharat.
The School of Ultimate Leadership is the brainchild of Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi, and it is yet another testament to the Prime Minister's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders and empowering them to serve the great Republic of India. I extend my gratitude to Seoul, a momentous occasion that will pave the way for many generations of capable public servants and leaders.
The two-day Seoul Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. The School of Ultimate Leadership is an upcoming leadership institution in Gujarat designed to enable authentic leaders to advance the public good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme on Monday from Bhagalpur in Bihar. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan gave this information.
लगभग 2.5 करोड़ किसान भौतिक और वर्चुअली इस कार्य से जुड़ेंगे। किसान सम्मान निधि ने छोटे किसानों की जिंदगी बदली है। 2019 से पहले ऐसी कोई योजना नहीं थी। आप जानते हैं कि इस योजना के अंतर्गत सीधे 6,000 रूपए 3 किस्तों में किसान के खाते में अंतरित किए जाते हैं और अब तक 3.46 लाख करोड़ रुपया किसानों के खाते में अंतरित किए जा चुके हैं और 19वीं किस्त जारी होते ही 3,68,000 करोड़ रुपया किसान के खाते में पहुंचेंगे। दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी डीबीटी की योजना है ये।
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that out-of-pocket health expenditure has declined from 64% to around 39% in the last 10 years. Addressing the 12th edition of the International Health Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda said the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, along with the services provided under the National Health Mission and other schemes, has led to the decline of out-of-pocket health expenditure.
Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ABPM Jai was launched in 2018 with an objective of achieving universal health coverage. It is the world's largest health coverage and health assurance scheme, offering comprehensive secondary and tertiary care hospitalization benefits up to 500,000 per family annually. Recently, the scheme has extended to include all senior citizens of 70 years and above, irrespective of socioeconomic status. More than 610 million beneficiaries, that is about 40% of India's population, are covered under the scheme.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that mental disturbances in the form of anxiety and depression have emerged as a critical medical challenge. Addressing the Global Conference of Meditation Leaders in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that meditation emerges as a beacon of hope in coping with mental health issues. Lauding the event, Mr. Dhankar noted that the conference aligns with the United Nations mission of sustainable development.
Meditation is food for your soul. Meditation helps you head towards self-realization. Meditation helps you know the other person. प्रजातांत्रिक मूल्यों का सर्जन तभी होगा जब अभिव्यक्ति होगी, वाद विवाद होगा, विचार विमर्श होगा, अनंतवाद होगा।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The inauguration will be held at 4:30 p.m. this evening. This comes as the government has granted Marathi a classical language status. The event will also include a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi, carrying 1,200 participants to show the unifying spirit of literature. And now, news from Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. In the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, along with devotion, faith and spirituality, great emphasis is also being laid on education. As part of the Uttar Pradesh government's initiative, schools named Vidya Kumbh have been established in every sector of the fair area. Our correspondent reports that students up to class 5 are being provided free education along with other facilities.
The children of workers who have come to work in Mahakumbh from different parts of the country study in the Vidya Kumbh. Through these mobile schools, children are being provided education without any compromise to their academic growth during the Mahakumbh. Apart from bags, dresses and shoes, all essential stationery items are provided free of cost to the students. These schools also have smart classes for children, which is a novel experience for many. Talking to Akashvani News, headmaster of a Vidya Kumbh in Sector 2 of Mahakumbh Mela area, Dilip Kumar Mishra, said,
Vidya Kumbh ke naam se har sector pe vidyalaya khole. इस पढ़ाई के साथ साथ हम लोग जैसे डिजिटल कुंभ की बात हो रही है तो हम लोगों ने डिजिटल विद्या कुंभ की भी बात यहाँ की है। यहाँ पे हमने स्मार्ट क्लास की व्यवस्था हमारे यहाँ की गई है जिसमें बच्चे बड़े मनोरंजन तरीके से ऑडियो विजुअल माध्यम से पढ़ाई करते हैं।
वन ऑफ द टीचर्स एट द विद्या कुंभ डॉक्टर संगीता टोल्ड आकाशवाणी न्यूज दैट स्कूल्स आल्सो फोकसेस ऑन एम्पावरमेंट ऑफ गर्ल्स।
यहाँ पे हमने अपनी बच्चियों को जो है सशक्त बनाने के लिए क्लासेस में बैठा रखा है और हमारे जो नन्नी मुन्नी प्यारी बच्चियां हैं उनको हम हर तरह से नारी सशक्तिकरण के लिए स्ट्रांग कर रहे हैं ताकि वो किसी भी फील्ड में पीछे ना रह सके।
द स्टूडेंट स्टडिंग इन विद्याकुंभ आल्सो शेयर देयर एक्सपीरियंस टू आकाशवाणी न्यूज।
मेरा नाम है अंकिता शर्मा। यहाँ पे बहुत अच्छा लगता है, यहाँ के टीचरें भी अच्छे से पढ़ाती हैं, यहाँ पे ना सब सुविधाएं हैं और यहाँ पे सब कुछ मिलता भी है, ड्रेस जूता सब मिला है।
विद अभिषेक कपिल, आदर्श फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज।
Director General of Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad today said that Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is a confluence of faith, culture and spirituality. Addressing the Kumbhavani station in Sector 4 of Mahakumbh, Ms. Prasad said that Kumbhavani has been an incredible medium to spread the message of this divine event to the hearts of everyone. Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey has called for ensuring uninterrupted supply of critical minerals in the country. Addressing the Critical Minerals Matrix Conference organized by FICCI in New Delhi today, Mr. Dubey said that the government has launched the National Critical Mineral Mission, which aims to secure India's critical mineral supply chain by ensuring mineral availability from domestic and foreign sources.
हमारे मंत्रालय ने राष्ट्रीय क्रिटिकल मिनरल मिशन लॉन्च किया है, जिसके तहत 7 वर्षों में 34,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाएंगे। इसके तहत हम बाहर के देशों में खनन का काम करेंगे। इसके लिए हमने काबिल नाम की एक कंपनी बनाई है, उस देश के साथ मिलकर क्रिटिकल मिनरल की खोज करेंगे, वहां से लाके अपने यहाँ फिर उसको तैयार करके अपने देश के लिए काम करेंगे।
The BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said US aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. He asserted that the Congress cannot defeat Prime Minister Narendra Modi through their efforts, because of which they are seeking support from foreign forces. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said that a false narrative is being spread that US aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize Narendra Modi government. Indian biologist and wildlife conservationist Purnima Devi Barman has been named Woman of the Year by The Time magazine. The list honors extraordinary leaders working towards a better, more equal world. 45-year-old Purnima Devi is the only Indian woman on the list. Purnima Devi from Assam is renowned for her unwavering efforts in protecting the endangered greater adjutant stork, locally known as Hargila. Once among the world's rarest storks, the species faced a critical decline, with only around 450 individuals remaining in the region. However, due to Dr. Barman's relentless dedication, their population in Assam has soared beyond 1,800. In Jammu and Kashmir, two-way traffic has been restored on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH44, after a temporary halt due to continuous heavy snowfall between Banihal and Ramsu. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the passenger vehicles are now plying from both the directions. On to sports. In table tennis, India's Akash Pal and Polly Manthi Baisya will take on top seeds Shu Fei and Han Fair of China in the mixed doubles final of the WTT Feeder Cappadocia 2025 in Turkey this afternoon. The match will begin at 2:50 p.m. IST. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodig will face the United Kingdom duo of Lloyd Glasspool and Julian Cash in the men's double semi-final of the Qatar Open this evening. In squash, India's Saurav Ghoshal has entered the men's single semi-final of the Octane Sydney Classic PSA Challenger in Sydney, Australia today. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Mumbai Indians at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates first edition of Seoul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam, says India is emerging as a global powerhouse and it requires energetic leaders in every sector. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge terms Seoul as another testament to Prime Minister Modi's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. Union Health Minister JP Nadda says out-of-pocket health expenditure has declined from 64% to around 39% in last 10 years. 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan to begin in New Delhi today. Indian biologist and wildlife conservationist Purnima Devi Barman named Woman of the Year by Time magazine. And in table tennis, Akash Pal and Poimanthi Baisya to clash with Chinese pair of Xu Fei and Han Fair in mixed doubles final of WTT Feeder Cappadocia in Turkey. And with that, we end the midday news.